This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another beautiful weekend of mortgage talk with TexasLending.com. I'm Kevin Miller, owner, CEO of TexasLending.com, where we've been around for the last 20 years. In Dallas radio, doing radio shows in the weekend, sharing with you all the glory of getting a refinance, a home purchase, a home equity loan. Maybe you want an FHA loan or a VA loan or a jumbo loan or a reverse mortgage or something like this. We're here to answer your calls today. We want to take your calls or, more importantly, your texts. Most of you text us. The text line is 972-387-4600. We're going to be taking questions today and making sure that you get the answers that you need regarding your home loan. We all have hopefully recovered from the ice storm, the ice-mageddon of 2021.
Snowvid.
We have we have the COVID and the snowvid, and now we got the mortgage rates moving. If you're driving around and you're listening out there, we are in flux. Highly volatile mortgage market right now. Highly volatile interest rates. Interest rate swings of anywhere from 0.375% of rate per day, where if you're calling your mortgage companies, from one day to the next, the rates are changing so fast. They've been rising specifically. For all of you out there who have not been able to get your refinance done, I suggest you get on it now. The stimulus to the housing market from the Federal Reserve and the federal government is moving and shifting into stimulus in other areas. It will be shifting away from the mortgage business. So we want to talk about that a little bit today. We're not talking about them shutting down the mortgage business. Business will remain strong, especially in Texas. Business is strong. Home purchases are going crazy. Our purchase applications are through the roof. We are up about 40% just in people applying for purchases this year. So purchase business strong. Refinance business remains strong. However, rates have shifted up a bit. You guys are getting getting complacent out there, waiting and saying, oh, I'm going to keep shopping. Well, you keep on shopping yourself out of the best interest rates of all time. So, you know, where we had rates of 1.875 potential on a 15-year fix just a couple of weeks ago, now the 15-year fix rates are approaching 2.5. And so it's people who are at 3.5. Now, instead of people potentially being able to refinance from 3.25% to 2% on a 15-year, now your price point is probably somewhere around 3.5. If you're at 3.5 or 3.375 or higher, then still great opportunities to refinance. But I say it's going to knock out about 20% of the refinances out there, those people that wanted to. So here's the other problem. We have a lot of things to talk about today. We're going to get into these interest rates a little bit. And I'm going to try to do it in very simple terms of refinance now, because rates are moving up. And And you said, but the Federal, but they said on TV, and the rates aren't going up for 3 years. Well, you know what though? That's not the mortgage business, and that's not how the mortgage business works. There are a lot of inner working parts behind it, and why rates move. And unfortunately, it's too early in the morning, and there are too many hangovers in Tolo world for me to be able to make your head feel any better talking about all the bond, the bond shortcomings of the world. So we want to just tell you it's time to get your refinance done. Rates are moving up, and you need to get it locked in today. If you wait a day and call the next day, your rate could be 0.5% higher. It's already happened. It's happened this week. And so luckily yesterday we had a little bit of a rebound. So that means on Monday morning, your rate might be a little bit better than you got quoted on Friday morning. So this is what's going on. It's one day the rates are at 2.5. The next day they're at 2.25. The next day they're at 2.5. And so but they're up nearly 0.5% from where they were just 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
So in my experience, In the many market swings that we've been through, this is about the fifth or sixth market swing in the last 20 years. And typically when we see rates rise, we see rates rise anywhere between 0.75% to 1.5% within a six-week period. When people feel that they need to get out of certain positions on interest rates, there are violent swings that we're going through right now, and those positions usually move from 0.75% to 1.5% in a 6 week period. Well, we're about 0.5% into this move. The one thing that's different this time is the following. The Federal Reserve earlier this week said they will do what they need to do to make sure that these interest rates don't move up too fast. Okay, they haven't said that in the past. They usually fell asleep at the wheel, let things collapse in the mortgage market by 60%. You know, everyone had to lay off everybody and that kind of thing. We'll wait and see how this plays out. The rates at 2.375% is still pretty darn good for a 15-year fixed. And still, prior to the last 10 months, the lowest 15-year rates of all time. So you have the greatest opportunities that you've had presented to you. I would expect that your 15-year fix by Monday morning will be back to about 2.25. So, because the rates, there was a lot of, let me explain it this way. There was a lot of that violent swing in rates took place yesterday afternoon prior to any repricing of loans, because these rates reprice during the day. A loan officer could be quoting you in the morning, and in the afternoon you call back and the rates have repriced. It's just like the stock market. It's moving digitally fast at the speed of light. And so the reprice did not take place yesterday afternoon, because at the end of the day, there was an improvement that might show up Monday morning. But I can tell you could show up Monday morning, it could reverse back the other way real fast. The point is this. If you want to refinance and you want to start getting this process going, and you want to say, well, I need to lock in a 2.375 or 2.25 or 2.5. The 30 years are back near 3% now. Mm-hmm. And so where we were at 2.5 for a 30-year mortgage just 2 weeks ago, you're near 3% right now on a 30-year. So still the lowest, still the greatest. And speaking of the greatest, it's Tress!
Hey!
Tress, what's going on, Tress?
Oh, so much. So much. Too much to put in a coconut shell.
Yeah?
Yeah, just. But if I were to put it in a smaller, like, pecan shell, it would go something like this. My mother is now staying with us because her apartment got flooded, and we have an upcoming wedding of a child this next weekend.
Oh,
that's
no.
Still has stuff to take place. So there's lots of busy work.
So a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of floods. There's a lot of floods.
Yes.
And the strange thing is the floods that I saw, because I've seen pictures, and we have employees who've had floods, and it looks like a water. I mean, the coming from the top floor to the bottom floors and things is just a mess.
That was her apartment. So hopefully they'll have it done by Wednesday.
There was some slipping and falling in the ice. Did you see any slipping and falling in the ice?
No, and I personally did not either, which is great because I walked my dog a lot on the snow and the ice. So Yeah, we were all safe. Did you?
Yeah, our dogs are trying to figure that out. They'd be running in the backyard and tried to stop, and they just slide.
My dog loved the snow, and because we couldn't take him to the dog park, we live right across the street from an elementary school, and they have a huge open playground. So I would walk him over there, and I would just let him off of his leash, and he acted like he was at the dog park. He would just take off running. He would slide in the snow like he's sliding into home base. He's just...
That's inappropriate, Uncle Bubba.
Wow.
Always inappropriate.
I don't know why that came out.
Always, always. Hi, inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Hey, I'm here.
We were talking about ice storms just a minute ago, and we were talking about ice storms, and your phone started talking.
Playing a little Stevie Ray Vaughan for you.
So kind of you.
Thank
early
you.
In the morning.
What was the funnest, the most funnest, the most of us funnest thing that you did during the ice storm?
I think getting in my hot tub when the snow is falling the hardest.
Oh yeah.
And feeling my head freeze, you know. Nate, I thought that was
this
fun.
This is a family show. So
my hair was
oh your hair. Okay, okay.
Yeah, my hair. It was freezing.
All right. And then, Tress, what was your most funnest?
Driving to the grocery store when it was pouring down snow. I'm one of those really weird people that enjoy inclement weather. You know, I really love the snow. I'm not so much a fan of the ice, but I don't mind driving in it. So I had a really great time driving to the grocery store and, you know, skidding in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I think that's the first time anyone on a sports station heard the word inclement in the last year. It's a fantastic word. It's a great word for the day. We especially have inclement weather coming in later today, apparently.
Rain. Woohoo.
Yeah, you're kind of like the roofers salivating over the hail coming, you know. So.
Well, except that doesn't bring me money. I don't mind driving in it. That's what I'm saying. I had fun driving in the snow.
I took my son up to a large parking lot and taught him how to spin in donuts.
Oh, right.
Like a donuts in the parking lot.
Where'd you go to the
football stadium parking lot?
You know, I'm not going to name the place where he went to do it.
No.
So we
in
went
case there was cameras.
In case there's other people going to go there and watch you.
Yeah, well.
That's awesome.
That is cool.
So, you know, he had, yeah. It was his first time behind the wheel of a car.
Oh, interesting.
And then it was his first time doing donuts in the snow. So, I am from Michigan, Ilk, and so we are proficient in driving in the snow and in the ice.
In the snow.
And so, after 30 years in Michigan and driving in that,
it
doesn't faze us. You know, it's kind of like that's just what we do. You do every day. I mean, they literally had snow and ice every day for the last month until this week. And so that's just what you do every day. You get up and you go to school.
So, right.
All kinds of, but, you know, the threat down here, different. Because taking care of the road tools. Apparently, we don't have electricity tools either. So we want to make sure that you have mortgage tools.
But they don't have Pete Delkus either. So
we want to have mortgage tools here. At TexasLending.com for you that you can use to save money on your home purchase and your home refinance. I want to remind you, while a lot of companies are focusing on their home refinances, I was in a virtual conference a week ago with several prominent mortgage executives. It was put on by a consulting firm. And the consulting firm had these mortgage companies where they said, how much do you spend time focusing and servicing the purchase market? And they said that about 8% of their business, they don't even think about the purchase. These are direct consumer lenders, like TexasLending.com. We work directly with the consumer. That's where our relationships are. And so about 40% of ours is purchase. And we have a purchase team that focuses on purchase. And so I think that's interesting. If you're a mortgage, if you're a person contacting one of these direct consumer lenders, and you're trying to contact them for a purchase, and they don't have anyone focused on it, and so I think that's one of the differences that you're going to find here is we have a team that focuses solely on purchase, and so it's our purchase applications are up 40%, And we expect that's going to continue to grow. If you are a purchase loan officer, you know, our purchase loan officers are right now happier than pigs and poop, as they say. And so with that being said, that segues right into starting to answer questions.
Yeah,
I don't think so. It's not a very good segue, but we're going straight in. We're going to go to trust because it looks like we have a couple.
It's like inclement conversation.
Okay.
Chimpanzee on a segue.
Yeah, we have a question. Are you ready? Oh, we have to go to break.
Oh, break me.
Look at the time.
Well, let's look at the first question and we'll ponder it during the break.
Okay, here we go. I make $61,000 per year, teacher and first-time home buyer. Middle credit score is 793, and my monthly debt is 766, not including a vehicle that is under 10 payments left to go. My wife isn't going to be on the mortgage due to student loans. We have a down payment of $15,000 and have been quoted at 2.75% for $240,000. We really want to get a mortgage of $300,000, but not sure if it's possible.
I first want to say, and preface, that this question came in a week ago during the ice storm when we couldn't get into our building. So I'm going to preface it that way. And as a matter of fact, this one came in today.
Well, they resent it today.
Okay, yeah. They resent it today. So it was from last week. So that question came in a week ago. And they had been quoted 2.75.
Could be an FHA.
Well, the rates have moved 0.375% up this week. So if you had 2.75, first of all, Tress is telling me I have to go to break and I can't answer your question until we come back. So
sorry.
Tress is so mean.
She's inappropriate.
I live to be mean.
Well, Bubba, you can guarantee this. As we're coming back from break, Bubba will be talking.
Or playing music.
They're playing music or doing something inappropriate on a radio show. That's why we love him. That's why he's here. We're coming back on the TexasHoney.com mortgage show right after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasHoney.com mortgage show, Kevin Miller here with inappropriate Uncle Bubba, Aunt Tress. Tress is here to ask your questions. We're here to answer your questions. Now, inappropriate Uncle Bubba, you weren't talking when we came
in. I know. I zipped it.
What's up with that?
I can do it if I think about it.
Yeah. See, if there's a will, there's a way. And we want to find a way to save you some money. And this person had texted about a home purchase. So this borrower has texted us, and they followed up. They got quoted on a conventional loan, and so they had been quoted 2.75 on a home purchase on a conventional. And again, rates have moved up about 0.375% in the last week. And so this original text came in a week ago. They retexted. Now they just retexted again and said it's a conventional loan. So if you got 2.75 locked in, I think that's a great home purchase rate because right now the 30-year is back at 3 or just about 3%. So those people who were – so sometimes, you know, when your rates are at all-time lows, and we were at the all-time low for about 6 months there where the rate didn't move. It was staying right around 2% on a 15-year, give or take an eighth, depending on whether you're paying, you know, what kind of closing costs and credit scores and – you're somewhere between 1.8 and 2.5 on a 15-year. And now you're going to be somewhere between 2.25 and 2.75 in a 15-year. And the 30 years were 2.5 to 3, and now you're going to be somewhere between 2.8 and 3.3 on a 30-year. So that's kind of what's going on that's what's gone on in the rates in the last 2 weeks. The rates have moved in the last 2 weeks, and they've moved nearly 0.5%. And I don't see them going back down to their all-time lows. I don't see them. I don't see a reason with all this, the trillions of dollars that the government is throwing at the economy. They're throwing between what the Treasury has and what the stimulus package they're talking about is nearly 15% of our entire GDP that's being thrown at the market. So that's why rates are going up, is a concern for massive inflation with all that money flooding the system. And so that's kind of what's happening. You need to get yourself
prepared. What about the question there about how much house can they afford?
They want to do $300,000. They're not sure if it's possible.
Yeah. The making is $660,000 a year is five grand a month. So you might be able to easily afford, you know, with the $700 a month, they got 10 payments to go on their car.
The taxes.
You know, this person's already kicking with a house payment of $1,500 a month. This person would already be at 45% of their adjusted gross income. Again, this person makes $5,000 a month. So if you want to be, if you want to fit within conventional guidelines, you're going to need to keep that under 45% debt to income ratio. And so with their other debts, their monthly debt, here's what we don't know about their monthly debt, though. Is that monthly debt like your phone bill? Is that your data plan? Because the debt to here's another, man, this mortgage world's crazy. And I've been in it so long that means I'm crazy. And so
you have Loanzheimer.
Yeah. The thing is when we're looking at debt to income ratio in the mortgage business, we don't look at all your debts.
We just look at debts.
Just like when we're looking at your APR on your rate, APR takes into account some of the closing costs, but not all of them. And so when we look at your debt-to-income ratio, we only look at some of your debts, not all of them. When we look at your APR, it includes some of your closing costs, not all of them. So which ones does it include? You need to be a genius to figure it all out. And I, unfortunately, am not all of a genius. I used to be. But then I got married, and I'm pretty sure for the last 25 years, I've been told I'm not a genius. But prior to being married, I'm pretty sure I was a genius, Bubba.
Yeah, I know.
So maybe you're partially genius.
Yeah. So
you have some geniosity about you.
Oh, no. Let's call it idiot.
I think he's
ingenuous. So, no. So the point here is that about a $1,500 mortgage payment is all you're going to be able to afford with the other debts that you're saying you have. If not all of those debts are included into your debt-to-income ratio, you might be able to afford a little bit more home. A $300,000 mortgage, if you get that mortgage, you're going to have a payment somewhere around $2,300, $2,400 a month, $2,300 a month. That's head math, and that's trying to be conservative with your taxes and everything else that's going to come your way. And so, anyway, with that being said, it doesn't look like the $300,000 is going to be possible without some more income on the loan.
Yeah, I mean, you might be able to do FHA at a 50% debt ratio, maybe. You know, that's
potentially.
You just have to look at it. You have to call the purchase team.
Yeah, purchase team could help you look at FHA conventional. If you're trying to look somewhere in a rural area, well, it doesn't look like it's going to qualify there. They have a $15,000 down payment here, so.
Yeah.
So that does meet the 3% down on $300,000. Hopefully, we can get this done for you. Hopefully, you're going to be able to get that home you want, and hopefully, we can help you do it. 972-387-4600. That's our number. Go online and apply on texaslending.com. Bubba, I want to see in here, first of all, your experiences. But first of all, I want to give out the number. The text line, 972-387-4600. Text us there. Tress will ask your questions. We'll answer them here. We do have some questions that came in last Saturday that we'll get to. But you're seeing people that all week, I'm sitting there at my desk because I used to be a loan officer.
Yep.
And I used to deal in rising rate environments where the consumer shopped. They called you. You quoted. They went out and shopped, and they called you back. Hey, let's lock that in. And you're like, the rate's moved 0.5%.
Yep.
That's happening within one day. Now, we're seeing 0.25% swings to 0.375% swings in rates from one day to the next.
Mm-hmm.
So if you find a rate that makes sense for you saving money right now, this is called a volatile market. Volatile markets do not calm down without external influence. The Federal Reserve they came in and said, well, we'll provide some external influence. What happened yesterday? The rates were moving up very extremely fast. Some of you might have heard of it this week. It was affecting the stock market a little bit. And so if they had continued moving up in that fashion, a lot of calamity would have occurred in terms of the stock market. It could have dropped more. But at the end of the month, and there are major large corporations and entities and hedge funds and other funds that need to move money around. And some of them have certain positions they've taken, and they need to cover those positions. So they've taken a position, and they need to make sure they're not taking big losses. And so they got to cover some of those positions. Yesterday, and possibly Monday and Tuesday, there are some large corporations and entities that are taking positions and need to move positions. That is what caused the markets to stabilize yesterday and reverse a little bit, as companies needed to get out of positions and take new positions. That's going to be taking place for the next couple of days. And that's just based on me staying in touch with the markets and things and reading and economics and economic news. For you at home, what this means is there can be a lot of calamity that's beginning again at the beginning of next week, starting Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If you like a rate and you see it and it's saving you money, take the gains.
Yeah.
Take your gains. You know?
Lock in the gains. Rates are still great. That's what I tell. I mean, that's what I've been saying. I mean, look, I always point to 1982 when I had 19%, you know, on my home, and I was happy to get it.
Right now, that was 30 years ago, Bubba. And
no, it's 40 years
ago. Is that 40?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'll see you guys later. I'm leaving.
1981.
I was alive.
Is that crazy?
At the time.
You were a teenager.
And it seems like it's about 4 days ago. Okay, so the point is that rates are moving. They're going to be volatile. If you call a loan officer, it sounds like it's a good rate. You're going to need to lock it in because the rates are moving. And if they go back down, so be it. You can do something else. But all I'm saying is, I don't see the rates going back to their all-time lows. I don't see what's going to make that happen unless there's another.
And if rates get better, COVID. We float it down. So that's the other thing that we tell everybody too.
Yep. Trust, do you have any questions for us?
Yeah, someone wants to know, how long can I lock the rate for?
How long for can you lock?
Mm.
So we've been locking rates for 60 days.
65.
And now we're going to be, because of our staff, we've increased our staff and we have a lot of business coming in the door. We are going to be within 30 days, we'll be at about 35 days to close a loan. The industry average, I was in this conference I told you all earlier, with about 70 mortgage executives in the consumer direct space. That's where we, TV, radio, you go on the internet, and you apply these kind of companies. And the average turn time, average, was 70 days. They had all this data that this consultant has compiled. The average turn times were, and as a matter of fact, they had live surveys. What is your average turn time? And you'd picked a category. The average turn time in the mortgage business right now is about 70 days. And so that's because there wasn't enough personnel in the industry. For an industry that quadrupled last year, there wasn't four times the people to hire. They just don't exist.
Yeah.
And so the industry doubled in their time to close a loan. And so, but our business remains strong. The amount of business coming in the door remains strong. But we've been able to, because we're a smaller size company. When I say smaller, we have a few hundred employees. But we're not a company with 10,000 employees who needs to hire 10,000 employees. We need to hire a few underwriters. So we're going to be back about 35 days in closing. That means if you start getting your loan done now, in early March, you should be able to close that loan sometime in the first part of April.
Yep.
And so make sure you get your loan in now. So you can lock your rate in for 90 days if you want. Those cost money.
Yeah.
90-day locks, typically you're going to pay 0.5% or more up front on your lock. If you can lock it in for 45 days, your rates are going to improve a little bit. That's what's going to happen. We're going from 60-day locks back to about 45-day locks. And when that happens, our rates are going to get a little bit better. And so in this rising rate environment, you want to capture as much benefit as you can. And if you want to get a benefit from this show, you can text us now, 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. And we will get to your questions from last week. So much to talk about, so little time. But at the same time, hopefully we're informing you. Hopefully you can make some good decisions. And that's what we want to do for you here. And that's what I wake up for every morning. And when we come back, we'll hopefully make and help you make good decisions. On the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller here with Tress Collins, and inappropriate Uncle Bubba has bowed out to go golfing. That's what happens when you're a successful loan officer. You just can walk out in the middle of a radio show. But we are here, and Tress and I will man the station and man your questions here. Can I say that anymore? I'm sorry. I'm not even going to go there.
We're going to woman.
Okay. Woman the questions. And Chris will ask your questions. I'll answer them for you. 972-387-4600. Get your questions in. Rates are rising. Still the lowest rates of all time. This will not impact the home purchase business. It may impact the new home builder business. If you're a builder, if in the time between when you write a contract and when the home is complete and the loan is closed, the rates happen to rise significantly, that can be an issue. However, I said this time is a little bit different because these market moves that we're seeing right now are anticipation for long-term inflation. But because of COVID and because of the, sensitivity of the entire market right now, of all the things, all the people that still aren't back to work, and the airline industries that are trying to get back to work, and all the things that are happening. With all the things that are happening, the Federal Reserve realizes that if mortgage rates suddenly skyrocket, then that's going to be a problem. Not just mortgage rates, rates in general. I mean, some of you don't realize that your corporations that you work for, they borrow money to make payroll. They borrow money at very low interest rates. Some of the corporations that you work for, they go out and they win a contract, and then they make the sale, and then the money doesn't show up for 90 days. So they borrow money for 90 days to make payroll until that money shows up. Well, if interest rates are rising, depending on how long the loans are that they have to borrow the money, whether they're short-term loans or and if they want to invest in new building materials, if they need to invest and take a large loan out for a long-term capital investment project, I was going to get into some things that you guys don't hear about right now, but I was just going to say if they need to do that, then if the rates go, we're at 2% rates. Let's say the rates were at 1% on the 10-year Treasury bond. Well, now the rates are at 1.5%. So the Treasury bond 10-year rate rose 50% this week from 1 to 1.5. So if you're borrowing money, it's a 50% increase and a 0.5% rate increase on you borrowing money as a corporation. The Federal Reserve is aware of this. They came out earlier in the week and they said if the rates start long-term, if the short-term rates are remaining low, they are keeping the short-term rates low, but the long-term rates are based on speculation of long-term inflation. And they said, if we see that happening, we will step in and curtail that. Well, it started getting really crazy, and the rates started rising very rapidly during the week. And we're hoping that that's why I said, I'm hoping that you're not going to see a 1% rate increase because that'll tank new home builder loans. I mean, if you're building a home and it's a $400,000 loan, you're building a home, and a consumer is going to get a $400,000 loan, and in between the time that the home is being built and the home is closed, suddenly their payment's going to be $500 a month higher or $400 a month higher. Over a year, that's $5,000 out of the consumer's pocket for just on the interest rates alone. And so if you're doing that, I mean, that's equivalent to a rate going up 3% on a $120,000 loan. A 1% rate increase on a $400,000 loan is equivalent to a 3% rate increase on a $120,000 loan. And so if you get – here's why I don't understand, Tress. Here's why I don't understand it's going to happen in the future. A lot of you – you can share with me any questions that you have, Tress, or anyone that has a question can text us at 972-387-4600. Many of you in the past, when I got in the business, said – I heard, and you heard that from your parents, who heard that from your grandparents, that you shouldn't refinance unless you see a 2% rate drop. Well, that's when their homes were $60,000. And a 2% rate drop would save you $100 a month in payments. So if you're going to go through, you had to go to the bank, and it was all analog, and it was on carbon paper, and you had to wait, and it would take a while to get the loan done. And so 2% rate drop on $60,000 would save you $100 a month. Well, just a 0.5% rate drop on a $360,000 loan will save you $150 a month. So a 0.5% rate decrease on $360,000 might be worth it to refinance. because it can save you $150 a month. Because 1% savings on $360,000 is $300 a month. That's after-tax savings. So if you go to work and you get taxed, if you make $300, you might bring home $200, right? So if you want to save $300, if you're going to save $300 in after-tax money, you might have had to make $400 or $500 a month. So what I'm saying is if you have if you're a builder and you're building a $400,000 home for a person and they're going to get a loan for $360,000, and the rates suddenly increase 1%, that consumer suddenly out of pocket for them, or on a yearly basis, that person might need to make an extra $5,000 a year to be able to afford the increase. So these rapid rate increases that occur, typically when rates move in the mortgage market, they move very rapidly up. Hopefully the Federal Reserve can temper that. Hopefully what they said earlier this week, they actually do. They usually are late to the party. And usually they allow everything to collapse before they step in. That's what I've seen over and over again. Hopefully, just like they did in 2008, they let everything collapse and then they stepped in. Okay, so I don't know. Hopefully that doesn't happen this time because of COVID, because the people out of business. Hopefully there's an interest doing this before everything gets out of hand. Because there was a lot of talk of things getting very out of hand very fast by Thursday afternoon because the rates were rising so fast. So anyway, that was a lot. That was about the most, I would say, economic talk that we've done on this show in probably over a year. And it was about a year ago where I said that rates could – there was potential of crazy things happening in the market very fast. That was right before COVID. I don't know if it's coincidence or – maybe not. But anyway, if you remember, those stocks dropped significantly at one point, and then the rates dropped and all that was going on. But that was imminently going to happen anyway because of some issues in the market. And that was kind of camouflaged by COVID. But that stock market drop was potentially going to happen anyway. In this instance, here we are a year later. Right now, there's so much money coming into stimulus that hopefully things can turn around for all of us. And hopefully your rates can stay in check. Trust, is there any questions that we can answer?
Yeah. Someone says, I just received a $25,000 bonus. First-time home buyer. I have $15,000 in credit card debt. Should I totally pay that off before buying a home? That's a great question.
Totally.
Totally, dude.
No. First-time homebuyer, okay, you don't need to pay off your credit card debt. You don't need to pay off your credit card debt. You have a $25,000 bonus for $15,000 of credit cards. I am not a financial planner, but I'm saying in regards to mortgages, because I am licensed to talk about mortgages, I have been given a number, so that means I'm important. So anyway, I have a mortgage license number. And so you at home with $25,000 of a bonus and want to pay off $15,000 of credit cards, it is not necessary to pay down those credit cards. Now, if you have extra money sitting around other than this $25,000 bonus and you can pay off that credit card debt and still have 1 year of living expenses sitting in your bank account, that's what I suggest. Have 1 year of living expenses sitting in your bank account just in case something crazy happens like a pandemic. That would never happen.
Yeah.
And you lose your job. So make sure you have those living expenses. If you have those living expenses, if you have extra cash and you want to get rid of 10 to 15 to 25% interest rate credit cards, yeah, I would do that just because it's just – you can do that and always put $15,000 more credit card debt back on your credit cards if you wanted to, but it's an interesting feeling when your credit card debt is gone. It's an experience in life that you have to try out. So get those credit cards paid off. I would suggest if you can, if you want to buy a house, it's not necessary to pay them off. But I'm just saying, I'm not a financial planner, but just see if you like that feeling, and you'll still have $10,000 in your bank account. All right, Trust says we have to go back to a break. If you want to get a question in, it's 972-387-4600. This is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Call our loan officers right now. Rates are moving. You're within 0.375% of your all-time lows. I do expect rates Monday morning will be better than what you were quoted on Friday afternoon. I do expect rates will be lower Monday than what you were quoted Friday afternoon. As a matter of fact, we don't even have them priced into our rate sheet yet. Get your application in. It's free. It's free, free, free. You can call in and you can call a loan officer. We'll give you, we'll get your application ready and then we'll get you a quote today and we'll make sure that we update that quote on Monday as rates come out because things are moving around and you want to be on top of it. We have to go to a break. When we come back, we'll answer more of your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show talking about all kinds of sorts of things. Remember when you're all 13 to 15-year-old and emotional things happened to you at school and you thought it was going to be the end of the world? And anyway, There are some schools that are all the way back to school. And my son's back at school since school started. And so other than last week, which he experienced snow days for the first time in history in his life. And so snow days were his favorite thing that ever happened in the world. But there are, you know, in that age, there are emotional things that happen which stay with you for your life. It's not like when you were six and you forgot all about them, you know, because you spilled milk all over yourself. But when you're in 13 to 15, and so it's just an interesting age. And we all remember it so well, or some of you have used the proper drugs and don't remember anything. And so, but... I don't, proper for forgetting things, maybe not proper drugs. I'm just saying.
Good clarification.
Yes, yes, yes. This is our Tolo fans. So, but Tress, you had an interesting question that came in on the text.
I do. I love this question. Can you buy a house with Bitcoin?
Actually, it says, "Can I buy a house with Bitcoin?"
I know what they mean is, then why would someone?
Can someone buy
a house? That's what they meant.
Can a person buy a home with? So this person asked, "Can I buy a house with Bitcoin?" So we all hear about Bitcoin and all the other coins, and it's interesting is these things are so volatile that people who have mouthpieces who are nationally or internationally known can buy a position and then go out and promote it on social media and such that people will go buy it. And they're moving markets based in their mouth, and they're making money based on, hey, I bought it, you go buy it. Be careful. Be careful.
Charisma can be powerful.
Let me just explain it this way. Bitcoin, for those who are not, I am not a buyer of Bitcoin. I'm just going to say that. So I have no money in this. I don't have any money in it. So I'm just saying that Bitcoin is used as alternative to cash. You can buy Bitcoin and then use that Bitcoin to buy something as if it was cash. Here's the problem, okay? If you're going to use Bitcoin to buy something, first of all, whether you're going to buy something and have it accepted by someone as a form of payment is up to the receiver of the Bitcoin. That's number one. If the person who you want to buy it from accepts it, then go sell it and get cash for it, okay? So Bitcoin is a form of moving cash. It's like a check. Now, here's the problem. When you write a check for $100 and pay someone that $100 check, that check is still worth $100. It is cash. It is the cash. And your only concern is if the value of the dollars goes up and down. So you might see the dollar, the value of the dollar compared to the euro and other currencies, go up maybe 1% or down 1% in a day. That's a big move. Huge, huge moves. Okay, those are monumental shifts in the value of the dollar. Okay, so whether someone's going to accept the dollar as a form of payment is up to whether people value the dollar.
Right.
Whether people accept Bitcoin as a form of payment is whether people value it. Here's the problem. The value of Bitcoin can change 40% within 2 days. So if you're going to accept Bitcoin, someone might be accepting that, thinking either that it's going to go up in value, it's going to be stable in value. Okay, it's not stable. And so if you're going to be an acceptor of Bitcoin, somebody you want to pay them $200,000 in Bitcoin, hopefully that if they go to sell that Bitcoin the next day or hold on to it, it goes up in value. That is the problem with Bitcoin. Okay, Bitcoin is being used as a long-term hedge by institutions or by people that want to take advantage of the mild swings, invest If it swings up, they sell it and they make some money. Bitcoin has gone from $56,000 for one coin to $46,000 for one coin in the matter of a week. So you saw a huge shift in the value of the Bitcoin. Will lenders allow lenders will not allow Bitcoin as the down payment for a mortgage, because especially a bank's not going to do that, because banks have to be stable. They have your deposits. If they took Bitcoin as down payment on a mortgage, if they accepted that, or if the seller of a home accepted that, or if a bank did that, and all of a sudden the value of that dropped 40%, does that really protecting your deposits? No. I could go on and on about this stuff. Here's how Bitcoin is being used. Long term, if there is inflation and the value of the dollar drops 50%, but they're holding on to Bitcoin and people are investing in Bitcoin, they're betting as a long term bet that the value of Bitcoin will outweigh the value of the dollar long term. It is being used as gold used to be used, as a reserve or as a hedge against the value of the dollar. It's or any currency out there. Bitcoin is being used as a hedge against the value of other currencies as they move, as the value of currencies decline. Okay? So if the value, if they keep printing trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, and dollars aren't worth more than you can burn them for, then if people don't accept that, if people say the dollar is worthless, I don't want the dollar because it's a worthless currency, then that's what people are buying Bitcoin. That was a lot of talk about Bitcoin, and unfortunately, it ran us out of time on mortgage talk. So go ahead, Tress.
Well, we have about one more minute. I have a mortgage loan for about $155,000. I refinanced in 2018 at 5.25%.
Yes.
If I refinance now, yes, how much will it cost, yes, me, and how much can I save?
They need to save now. They're at 155. If they save 2% on their interest rate and went to 3.25%, they would save $220 a month in interest payments if they went to a 30-year. If they went to a 15-year, somewhere around 2.5, they would save around $300 a month, $330 a month. So there was potential for them to save money. And how much can you save, and how much will it cost me? You can roll your closing cost into the refinance. And so you would still save somewhere around $300 a month if you save 3%, $200 a month if you save 2%. Mm-hmm. Tress, we had one more question. We might have to wait till next year.
Well, we actually have two more.
Okay. We will answer your questions by text because we are out of time, because I got segued into Bitcoin. If you all want to sit around and talk to the least interesting man in the world, I will be happy to have dinner with you and bore you to tears. The rest of you, drink your coffee, enjoy your day, have some scones.
Or biscotti.
Yes, and enjoy your inclement weather. For Tress Collins, I'm Kevin Miller. We'll see you next week on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, right here on your favorite station, 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.